Officials in the Gaza Strip have reacted to an Egyptian court ruling that has listed Hamas as a terrorist organization.
Hamas rejects the Egyptian court's decision to put the movement on the terror list and considers it a dangerous escalation aiming to change the situation, making the Israeli occupiers a friend and the Palestinians an enemy. It's an Egyptian attempt to export its internal crisis. We are sorry to hear this. Really, it's a shame and will affect the Egyptian reputation because it's an unprecedented decision, and we confirm that this decision will not affect Hamas's reputation or its power.
In a statement, Hamas said the decision to declare the movement as a terrorist organization is shocking and dangerous. It says the ruling targets the Palestinian people and its resistance factions. An Egyptian court has ruled to ban the resistance movement of Hamas. Back in January, a court banned Hamas's armed wing Izzedine Ghassan Brigades after ruling it a terrorist group. Well, let's talk to Press TV's Ashraf Shannon now, correspondent in Gaza. Ashraf, just how much will this court ruling cause turbulence in relations between Gaza and Egypt?
Well, Hassan, the relations between Hamas and the Egyptians are really sour, and that happened after the ouster of Egypt's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi. Now, things deteriorated since then, and also with the killing of Egyptian soldiers in October of last year, and Egypt saying that some of the terrorists came from Gaza, which is denied by all the Palestinian factions, including Hamas, has only made things worse, with the Egyptian army cracking down on Talons along the border with the Gaza Strip, and the Rafah crossing been kept closed since the beginning of this year, only been open for 3 days. And also that, especially, we have the problem with the Egyptian media keeps attacking the Palestinians and mainly Hamas throughout the day, throughout the Egyptian satellite channels. They're making the Palestinians look like as if they are the enemy of Egypt. The Palestinians and mainly Hamas keep saying that Egypt is not the enemy. It's the Israeli regime who's the enemy for the Palestinians, and also. The fact that this court ruling by the Cairo Court of Urgent Matters only came less than a month after the same court ruled that Hamas's military wing, the Izzedine Ghassan Brigades, is a terrorist organization. In March of last year, another court outlawed Hamas and said that it's illegal for Hamas to operate in Egypt, even for the political bureau of Hamas. So basically, the animosity towards Hamas stems from the fact that Hamas and the Egyptian Brotherhood are closely related. Hamas is part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and I believe this is the main reason behind the continuous accusations against Hamas by the Egyptian courts and the Egyptian military.
And of course, just to add to that, just compared to the crimes Israel has committed against the Palestinians, I mean, what is the main reason given for this court ruling? In other words, how is this ruling justified?
Well, they justified this ruling, I mean, the Egyptians, by saying that Hamas operatives took part in the terror attacks in Egypt, which is totally incorrect, because most of the names that they keep mentioning, they're the names of people who were killed in Palestine, in Gaza, in previous Israeli attacks. And some of the names that are mentioned in the court's ruling are people are still in Israeli prison. So this just shows you how ridiculous this court ruling is.
And have we seen any reaction by the Palestinian Authority towards this court ruling?
Well, Fatah movement has called on Egypt, the Egyptian court, to reverse the ruling. And even on the Saturday evening, they had the thousands of Palestinians in Gaza held a massive demonstration against this ruling. And we expect in the coming days more and more demonstrations by various Palestinian factions against this move by the Egyptian court.
And would this ruling have any impact on the Palestinian unity government?
I believe any act of such as this one will affect the already fragile Palestinian Unity Government. The Palestinian Unity Government has a problem of financial problems, political problems, and now this only adds to the problem because Hamas is part of the Unity deal. This deal of Unity was made to reunite Hamas and Fatah, and now with Hamas being described as a terror organization by Egypt, will only make things difficult for this Palestinian Unity Government to act, especially in Gaza.
All right, Professor Ashraf Shannon reporting from Gaza. Thanks, Sir Ashraf.